And here it is, his birthday. No thanks. No happy birthday to you. Huh? Not a single chorus for Nicola, Power Guys? But that ain't your MO, is it? It's taken without thanks. That's your expertise. Continuing. How dare they tell us they know best as they kill us? How dare they tell us they know best who should live and who shouldn't? How dare they tell us they decide who lives, who dies? We want these sick folks out of our lives. And the only way to get there is through the global general strike. So is it clear that all the killing and the slaughter they pay ISIS and Boko Haram to have done is just sociopathic theater and control by demoralization to deepen our conditioned sense of helplessness, and that their use of EMF weapons on us likewise the theater of sociopathic population management, that they have space battleships, supreme weaponry to kill and unsettle us, tells us this. Their MO is so old, they return to it again and again. When we overcome their intensive efforts to divide us, when we begin seeing our commonalities and build solidarity despite the global state statesmen, every time we do this, they beat their drums of violence. They attempt to herd us into war and division. They show us our boxes and say, step in them. We must not let them tell us that they need secrets and secret weapons. Surely we see they say this because it's we who are the targets of them. Surely we see them clearly now, now that we're sharing what we know and discussing it globally. Surely we can overcome the conditioning sown in us that there is scarcity, that we must pursue the narrow end of money to the exclusion of building our true selves, pursuing true wealth, which is a simultaneous process of seeing what's really happening to us and what has been happening to us across the millennia of class. Seeing hidden power, seeing what is really happening to us is true wealth, because it gets us our freedom, because it levels the understanding disproportion. It is so true, all difficulties are but easy when they are known, but we have to know them. We have to share this discussion as widely and broadly as we can. It is not going to be given to us on public radio or the New York Times. And because Nicola is right, once we are a global mind, there is no understanding gap for power to manipulate. It's their fear, supported by our accumulated wealth stolen, that retards our forward momentum to freedom, to a global society based on opposite operating premises to class, rule, coercion, power. Once we end the gap in our understanding of what has been happening, we have our lives back. Sharing what we know, what we all know, but from a different angle, i.e., social media is the new wealth, which is, we're told over and over again. But looking at that from a new angle is a form of synthesis. What we know is that us getting behind something creates wealth. And we know this, right? I mean, history has shown this to us over and over. It is us getting behind something that creates wealth. Can you think of an example in which that isn't the case? And I apologize for, well, I know, I'm not going to apologize this time. We had to give Nicholas some love. He has given us a whole bunch back. That was never, I never heard his name once when I was coming up. Public school system neglected to mention. I mean, not even for giving us AC circuits, for goodness sake. I write about this in Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work, you know? What Edison did to him. And it is always the case that those who have their authentic selves, who are powerful, and therefore in who are able to tap into the power of the earth and create this enormous gift and share it. Power wants them gone, and then they want their stuff. And then they want a generation or so, or things are happening so fast now, they won't even wait that long to stamp their name on it and say, see, our system delivers the goods. That reminds me of a Shel Silverstein song, which I only by happenstance happened to her hear because I didn't know he was a folk singer. I knew he wrote children's books, The Giving Tree, for example. And that wonderful poem I love so much. Listen to the muscles, child, and listen close to me. Anything can happen, child. Anything can be. Well, he also sang a song I only heard once, but I love the line. I don't know the melody, obviously. But there's a line in it which said, Nashville is hard on the living, but it sure does well by the dead. He had their number, I'm sure. He was in their crosshairs, I have no doubt. Thank you so much, as always. I love you so much. So I think it's time for you to knock me a kiss. Until next week, peace.
Every day I hear you say,